Now, last week, Margaret Mills was talking about Daniel Gooch, Sir Daniel Gooch, who was one of the owners of Highlands House. And I think this week you're staying at Highlands House and talking about an Aero wedding.
Indeed.
What is this all about?
Well, this again was during the time that Sir Daniel Gooch owned Highlands. Mm. There was a wedding of a family friend, and the family friend was a man called Claude Graham White. Now, if you say that to anybody nowadays, most people would look at you rather blankly.
Mm.
But travel with me back to 1912, just 2 years prior to the beginning of the First World War. And you were very lucky if you'd seen an aeroplane. You probably had never seen one in the sky. You'd never seen one in the ground. You may have seen one in a newspaper or a magazine. And nowadays, we take aeroplanes completely for granted. But back in 1912, Chelmsford was abuzz. The newspapers, the media from all over the country descended on Chelmsford in June 1912 because the word had got round that a family friend of the Gooch family, namely Claude Graham White, was going to be married at Highlands and he was landing in his very own aeroplane. Claude Graham White was in those days a well-known pioneer of aviation and he was marrying an American heiress, a lady called Miss Dorothy Taylor, who was coming from New York. And Claude Graham White, together with his fellow aviator pioneer friends, were all descending on Highlands House. And this caused a media frenzy. If you can imagine, Chelmsford packed with newspaper reporters, not only from all over the country, but from abroad as well. And the wedding took place. It was in all the national newspapers. It was certainly in the local newspapers. And if you do some investigation at Essex Record Office in their newspaper files, indeed you will find the report of the very first Aero wedding. After the couple were married, Claude Graham White took his aeroplane on a very successful tour of the country, and he's been credited with stimulating the public's interest in this new form of transport, and indeed stimulating the government's interest in using planes during the First World War.
Excellent stuff. All right. Well, thank you very much indeed for that, Margaret. And what are you going to be going next week? Top that.
Staying at Highlands, but this time ending with the last private owner of Highlands House, a lady called Mrs. Christine Hanbury.
Right. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.